Today, one of the most important days in my almost 3 years of being part of BYO, I would like to start with a tradition I have whenever I speak in public. A game. Are you joining me?
Yeah!
Awesome. The game is straightforward. You'll have to close your eyes and raise one of your hands. I'll start mentioning some phrases, and if you feel identified, you'll put one of your fingers down. Is it understood?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, put one finger down if you enter BYO because a friend invited you. Put one finger down if you feel secure while being in BYO. Put one finger down if you ever have to deal with the situation of someone saying that BYO was a sect. Put one finger down if most of your friends were made inside this movement. Lastly, put one finger down if you believe in destiny. Well, now you can open your eyes. Well, thank you everyone for being part of this experiment. I'll never forget this moment. Well, raise your hands the ones that put at least 3 of their fingers down. Wow. Well, I think we are quite a lot that feel the same about this movement. However, I would like to make emphasis in the last sentence. Put one finger down if you believe in destiny. Wow, what a word, destiny. Although it's impossible to know how real this concept is in our lives, I like to think that the world gives us clues about our future that we didn't reckon at the moment. But when some days, weeks, months, or even years passed, we can understand that hidden message that the world gave us. In order to prove this to you, let me tell you a story that I remember some days ago, and it brought me back some incredible memories. It was July 2018, when I decided to attend my traditional winter camp in Argentina. In one of those awesome 5 days with my friends, destiny crossed next to me, and it wasn't until 2020 that I understood everything. While we were walking near a small bridge, I saw something in the grass. As I'm a really curious person, I decided to go and fetch it. When I touched it with my own hands, I saw this. Yes, a small blue mini dice with some mini games on it. But you're thinking, why is this as sort of special? Well, if you start to turn it around, you can see this. The logo of BYO was printed there. As it seemed funny to me, I decided to keep it for myself, not knowing how much BYO would represent in my life some years later. When the forgettable 2020 started, more precisely on April the 14th, I received a message from a person that I barely knew. She was telling me what BYO was and if I wanted to come that Friday. As I was really bored in my house, I decided to accept her invitation, as I saw an incredible opportunity to spend some time doing something in quarantine. Imagine how bored I was that I asked for the link 2 hours earlier. Well, the weeks passed and BYO was already part of my routine. I jumped from one Zoom to another, spending time with my chapter, whom I barely knew someone in person, but I was happy being there. A month passed since I entered BYO, and my advisors asked me if I wanted to apply to a board position. To be honest with you guys, I had no idea what I was doing. But I didn't ever regret the decision I made, as it opened a new path in my life in many, many different ways. Firstly, my social situation before entering BYO was quite complex and difficult. I didn't have many friends and I felt I belonged nowhere. But after entering BYO, my situation had a tremendous change. I started to be the person I really wanted, where I could express myself freely and I wasn't judged at all, although I was the youngest in every single conversation. Age doesn't matter in BYO, and that's one of the main values I keep for this movement. You are not less valuable if you are younger. We are all a family. After spending more than 2 years inside BYO, I realized how my closest friends were made inside this movement, in my chapter meetings, in my chapter board talks, and in my regional events. If any of you feel identified in some way or want to make a change in his life, I recommend you to be as open-minded as possible, that destiny will put in front of you what you really need. And believe it or not, it will change your life. Also, BYO gave me the possibility to learn many, many different skills that I wouldn't ever imagine I had the possibility to do them. I learned how to speak in public, how to program an activity, how to be more creative, and in a bizarre way, how to make friendships that would last forever. If I have to summarize in some way how much BYO changed my life and represent in my life, I could say that BYO was a place that fitted me for the first moment, where I was heard, And I found people that were really important in my life. And here I feel welcome and loved. Well, now I invite you to put your five fingers down if BYO changed your life as it did to me. Thank you.